This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, getting some good react to the Jalen Knoll interview, including people sending in what their favorite steakhouse ensembles are. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, my advice to Jalen Knoll. This is advice I give every rookie. Don't try to venture into barbecue Twitter. It's a lot, man. You might
reverse
go on asking, I want to reverse sear a steak. And 90% of your replies, I want to reverse sear a steak. Do you have any tips? 90% of the replies are, no, you need to use a completely different technique altogether.
Yep.
And here's the thing about sous vide or whatever. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. I just asked a question.
That's right.
Everybody's an expert on barbecue Twitter.
That's good advice. Really good advice. Someone says, how is a ribeye blue collar? Literally the consensus best cut of steak. I don't know. He mentioned filet mignon first, and per ounce, filet is fancy schmancy. So that's why I said.
I wouldn't have said it as rudely. I think that ribeye is largely considered a lot of people just, that's their go-to.
Yeah.
It's like the best blend of flavor, tenderness, fat content, and all that. Yeah, there's a lot of super fancy ribeyes you can buy.
Yeah, for sure.
Flank steak would probably be the most blue collar.
Flank steaks
where you're like, you got to marinate it a while and everything. Yeah, if you're talking genuinely, if we're breaking it down socioeconomically, I ate a lot of flank steak back
flank
in the day.
Flank steak is blue collar.
When I wanted a lot of protein and wanted to eat steak, I'd soak some flank steak in a baggie for a while.
That's a good call. Didn't think that would be the thing I said that resonated the most on the text page, but text page gonna text page. Ribeye mashed potatoes or butter red potatoes with asparagus or roasted Brussels sprouts. Yeah, Brussels sprouts.
Asparagus might be the oddest vegetable in terms of, like, I don't think a lot of people really like asparagus unless it's with a steak.
Yeah.
And then it's awesome with a steak.
Right.
So I guess that's just a good pairing. I have no idea. I know a bunch of our listeners know exactly why and will tell us.
And I'm sure they will tell us.
Yeah. I don't like you show me an asparagus spear and I'm going to shove it into an orifice on your body unless it's next to a steak.
Next to a steak and then I'll kiss you.
Yes.
Lobster mac and cheese and cream spinach, best sides. I agree with, I don't even like spinach. Well, of course, cream spinach is not good for you. Regular spinach just by itself is good for you. I like cream spinach and I love lobster mac and cheese. The problem is you've got to take out a loan to get lobster mac and cheese. It's very pricey.
I don't like, I love me some mac and cheese and I love me some mashed potatoes. There's something about eating it with a steak where I usually just feel like it's a little too much.
Yeah.
I feel weighed down too much.
I
a lot of times I get the steak and no sides at all. Just nothing at all.
Yeah.
And I just like, you know what it forces? I just focus on the steak and I mindfully eat the steak. Bit by bit,
yeah,
undistracted. Brandy's on. I put Brandy on mute for a good 20 minutes.
This is what I was trying to think of when you brought up flank steak. I'm like, oh, there's one that's below that even that begins with a C, and someone says, "Don't sleep on cube steak."
Oh yeah,
poverty beef is what the texter says. Poverty beef. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Keep texting in 713-572-4610. MLB Network. Had a conversation about the Astros. Brian Kenny with Ron Darling and Bob Costas making an appearance on the studio set on the MLB Network. And this is Bob Costas and Ron Darling talking about Carlos Correa and the acquisition of Carlos Correa.
A return to a more competitive environment. The Astros are in it, and it's an environment he's familiar with. You know what's a good stat, or will be a good stat at the end of the year? Teams that benefited most from the Twins' fire sale.
Yeah. You know? Right.
Well, that's what would a team like clears house. A lot of times you say, wow, those are a lot of excellent players. How come they weren't winning? If they had all these good players, how come they weren't winning? You put them all together. I'm torn on Correa because, again, his rate stats, Ronnie, are there. And now he moves to third base, a little less demanding because he's got the foot issues. Where are you?
Well, I think he was signed in Minnesota, right, to bring a championship there. He's a championship player. It didn't work out. I thought Alex Bregman needed the new challenge and needed to be away from Houston just as much as I think Correa needs to be back in Houston. Mm-hmm. I think he will level off and be able to play third base. Not only that part of it, he will be with a fan base that knows him as a champion, a fan base that's only seen some of his greatest moments. And you can pick apart, certainly, he's had some down regular seasons. But in the postseason, there's not one you can look at which was not great.
And that's a point you brought up several times since the trade, Seth. It's October Correa that you're really acquiring here. Now, the Astros, of course, find themselves in a dogfight for the division right now. You got to get to October in order for October Correa to be activated. But I believe in what Costas said at the beginning there, because the lead into that was that Correa hadn't really been good this year in Minnesota. He's had, really in Minnesota, he was there for all or parts of four seasons. Two were good and two were bad. I believe in that, though. I believe that Carlos Correa feels like a guy, Seth, who adapts to the environment that he's in. That for whatever reason, the focus, the level of competitiveness, and the ability to do the little things to affect big-time winning get enhanced for Carlos when he's in an ecosystem like the Houston Astros.
You know what's interesting is that in Minnesota, he wasn't nearly as good defensively as he was in Houston. And, you know, this year, the sum total of it is that he hasn't been as good defensively. The move to third base is going to have some hiccups here and there. He had an error last night. But all of those, you know, his age, his size, his injury history, all of those things were probably starting to take a toll on him at shortstop. So I wonder how much it helps him offensively just being in a little bit less physically taxing a role at third base over time. And then the environment, at least so far, may have just been a real shot in the arm for him. Yeah. But as they alluded to, a huge part of Correa is just that, I mean, when he gets to the playoffs, he's as steady as they come. We think. He hasn't had as many opportunities in Minnesota as he had back in the day with Houston. But I kind of think of Travis Kelce in the playoffs. Look, Travis Kelce is not the same guy he used to be, you know, week in and week out in the regular season. But I don't know if you guys watched the Texans playoff game last year.
Pretty good.
But Travis Kelce was he was a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
So Correa, I still trust that Correa is, you're going to get the very, very best version of Correa in the playoffs.
Yep. Agreed. All right, here's one more from the guys on MLB Network. Again, Brian Kenny, Bob Costas, and former pitcher Ron Darling. They just marvel at the way that despite all these injuries, the Astros just keep on winning.
Yordan Alvarez has barely played all year. Jeremy Pena was great, and then he was injured. They keep winning.
They do.
They're still on top in their division despite losing all these people. When Yordan Alvarez, who I think is going to be taking batting practice soon, if he's in the middle of that lineup, and now Correa's back, and Pena's great, they're formidable.
Yeah, how have they done it? Luno and Hinch gone. Dana Brown comes in. New guy in the dugout. There's some secret sauce within that organization. They just keep, and no matter what happens, I mean, they've been decimated by injuries this year, and they keep rolling along.
All right, Bob, where are you going with that?
Yeah.
Have they done it?
And then he pulled out a trash can and a hammer and just started hammering a trash can.
Yeah. Come on, Bob. What are you insinuating there?
I thought it was a little disrespectful just how he skipped over Dusty Baker and James Click like they never existed. Like, hey, you know, Luno and Hinch are gone, and now you got Dana Brown here. Dusty hears that,
they did win a World Series in the interim and went. They kept going to the ALCS every single year.
The next time he sees Bob Costas, Dusty Baker is going to choke slam him through a table.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It was, you know what, I feel a little bit indignant about that, the same way I felt indignant when people acted like when the Astros won the World Series in 2022. They acted like, oh, look, they can be good even without all the other stuff. Like, they've been good every freaking year.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been to a couple of world. What are you talking about? Yeah. Oh, now because they won a game seven instead of losing a game seven in the World Series, now this is confirmation that they can actually be a good team.
Yeah, yeah. It's silly.
This is why people hate your sport.
There was you know, him, Bob Costas talking about, boy, and when you plunk Yordan Alvarez back in this lineup, there was something the other night, Seth, on Monday, about being in the stadium when they did lineups, and it was, and maybe some of this will wear off as it gets done every night, but for whatever, the first time when they were introducing the lineups, and they're introducing Jeremy Peña, Carlos Correa, and Jose Altuve 1, 2, and 3 in the batting order, I got chills. Like, it was real, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, keep those three right there, and you plunk Yordan at 4 right after that, and that feels like one of those things. Like, man, I can't wait for them to announce the lineups, because we never thought we'd see Carlos Correa back in an Astros uniform, and now here he is, plunked right down in between the guy who he mentored for a couple of years here, his heir apparent, Jeremy Peña, and then following him in the lineup is the guy who he said is the biggest reason he's excited to be back, Jose Altuve. That was really cool.
It was almost, remember when the Spurs annoyingly didn't age? They kept being good.
Yeah.
You're like, well, listen, these guys are all going to get old at some point.
Yeah.
And they got old and they kept being good.
Yep.
You're like, well, Tim Duncan, he's 97 years old, isn't he? Yeah. Ginobili, well, he's looked like an old man for a year. And they kept being good. It was almost like if the Spurs had actually been dismantled for a spell and then came back and just kept on being the Spurs again. That's the fantasy I've got built up in my mind.
Oh, that
right
would
now.
Be beautiful.
I'm opening the door for George Springer next year.
Well, I mean, those Spurs, to use that as the analogy, the one thing, all those old guys you talk, you know, Tony Parker and Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili, they went and found Kawhi Leonard, you know, to keep that thing. And similarly, the Astros have found Hunter Brown, and they traded for Yordan.
Jeremy Peña.
And Peña.
And that is where, because when they brought Correa back, my first thought too, you know, when you're trying to be as objective as possible is, okay, am I just a sucker for sentimentality here? Because the old, whatever saying you want to use, you can't go home again, whatever. It's just, it's never quite the same if you're just trying to bring back all the greats from the past. Mm-hmm. I think that there is something to it. You don't have to put a number on it or anything. But I also, on the other side of the coin, I've enjoyed that booing Bregman is kind of a thing now.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't expect it to be a consistent thing. I kind of thought the first time they booed him was almost like we got it out of our system. We gave you your tribute and everything, but now we're booing you. But I think Bregman's going to get booed every time he comes back to Houston.
Okay, I have two thoughts on that. One, it probably was exacerbated by the fact that he hit a home run in his first at bat against the Astros. Yeah. So immediately he is affecting games. Number two, you know who probably enjoys it as much as anybody? Alex Bregman. That's who. He doesn't care. I don't think his
mom was soaking it in last night.
Oh, was she?
He got a hit and she was up like shimmying in her jersey.
Oh, good.
Everything kind of, yeah.
Good, good. Like, that's the thing. Like, man, Alex Bregman gets it. I think Alex Bregman is affected zero. Alex Bregman is not standing in the batter's box with you people booing him going, but all the things I did for charity.
It feels like an affectionate booing, if that's a thing. I feel like it's almost kind of like, yeah, we're ribbing you, buddy. But you know.
You know what's a good reason to boo him? His salsa. Alex Bregman, I love you. You are the author of many a great moment for me as an Astro fan. Your salsa is not good. Sorry.
It's a soupy mess.
It's very watery and not very tasty. I think you're amazing. I think you're incredible. I think you are a great Astro, one of the all-time greats. And I still deep down root for you. I will not stand twice for you at a game in a standing ovation. I'll only stand once, not twice. But Alex Bregman, I think you're still tremendous. But I think your salsa is watery mess, I think is what you just
sus
said.
Sus, right? Is what the kids would say.
It's sus at best. At best, it's sus, yes. Chicken, okay. Text message. Sir, I'm taking your number down, and I'm going to call you today, and I'm going to bring you to therapy. Chicken greater than steak. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. I don't know about that. That's sus right there. Chicken greater than... Where are you on that? You look like
And food preferences, people trying to act like that one food is better than another food because that's what they prefer. Yeah. I just hate that whole... I hate that whole genre. That's what I hate.
I do too.
Now, listen though, Sean. Yeah. Immediately when he says chicken is better than steak, you're probably thinking of chicken breast, which very difficult to pull off a good chicken breast. Right. You got to be a skilled... Look, let's be honest, everybody. Most of us can cook up a steak that's just fine.
Wow.
You try to do chicken breast, you got to have some skills. You got to put some time and effort into that.
Well, it needs accompaniment. You know, I like chicken parm. You know, but you need breading, mozzarella cheese, and red sauce for that. You know,
one of my favorite things to get at a barbecue place is turkey. I love barbecue because they do it better. It's more tender and it's tasty than when you get turkey elsewhere. But I'm not gonna, I don't think it's better than any of the red meat. But no. I could see if somebody liked turkey. I could see if somebody liked barbecued turkey better than other barbecue.
Yeah,
items.
No question. I mentioned that I'm interviewing Lakin Tomlinson. Native Jamaican today after practice. Middle screen Texan. I'm here with Biggs, guard for the Texans. So, Fatty. That's what I want to ask him about. If for people who don't know.
The affectionate insults. The affectionate nicknames. It's kind of like the booing of Altuve.
Yes.
When you were in Jamaica, you were impressed by the fact that if somebody's heavier or whatever, they just call him Fatty.
They call him Fatty. They're like, yo,
and it's not an insult.
Yo, Biggs. Yeah. So I got to see... Maybe I'll just call him that and see what happens and not preface it with anything. I'm here with Lakin Tomlinson. Yo, Fatty, how are things going in the offensive line room? And just see what happens.
You know where who kind of gets away with that too? Or some of the people like in the UK where a Scottish guy could be like, oh, look at this, because my brother played rugby. So he played with a lot of Euros and then a lot of, Australians and everything. But like, so many times I'd meet one of his friends and be like, oh, look at you, you big fat C-word. And I'm like, am I supposed to fight you now?
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. That's your affectionate observation
of
me.
Man. Yeah. That's it. So I'll give it a try today. We'll see what happens. Is this Texan basically being showcased like a Rolex at a pawn shop right now? We will discuss. We'll tell you who it is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.